and only gathering the minor fragments of reality, we are able to create an awareness that transcends the manipulative representation of the masses. And the creation of poetry should never require institutional permissions. And by constantly following the natural flow, we at last become it. And to truly desire to live, we ought to simply harmonize our living with nature. And at some point we ought to forget all our social credentials and simply work with our very soul. And the more humans manage to simulate nature, the more nature chooses to manifest itself. And our height is to communicate with the spiritual and not to challenge it. And our life plan has been already set out, and all our hastening is just a deviation. And it is a true representation, a sudden casting of light onto reality, or our constant search with a candlelight. And humans could be free in pursuing their natural duty, but somehow they all follow each other in becoming social slaves. And if a matter goes through all other matter, we can simply learn from it by keeping close to it. And as a flock of birds suddenly rises to migrate, so our spirit knows when it is the time. And we cannot be given any honor simply because we understand the fakeness and the unnecessary social game. And if we would all tune in harmony with ourselves and nature, even the biggest catastrophe would be considered a blessing. And a natural duty is by far more demanding than a social duty, but the gratification is so much immensely bigger. And our intuition is so fragile at the beginning that we easily give it up, but if we were to continue, nothing would ever stop it. And we can only truly improve our soul and be happy, because anything else does not depend on us. And we are taught the conservative way, and the conservative way will only remove any layer of mysticism from our lives. And our only real worry is to keep our spiritual activity alive, and everything else will be taken care of. And nature will never stop surprising us how one thing taken from one hand is given back to the other. And a general theory will only kill everything that stands its way, and this is why we shall simply second our flow. And we shall not teach others our way, but stimulate their own ways. And we ought to accept that once our maturity comes, we transform into something non-transformable and fully shaped. And by fully seconding our nature, all our duties will be suggested to us. And using its media channels, contemporary society inevitably cuts out the mediums that can save it. and all the energy of the few noble spirits is compressed into a highly dangerous explosive. And the process leading to fame and power is mostly arbitrary, but respect is something we ought to build. And a spiritual life work is likely never to be picked up as it doesn't celebrate and it can undermine the establishment. And the hardest thing to accept from the bourgeois is that everything keeps decaying and constantly requires his attention. And the most socially influential may be the carrier of a spiritual spring. And we shall not shrink our spiritual ambition because society tells us so, but it is society who ought to enlarge itself. And let's not dissipate because of the distance from what we love, but retain the energy for when we actually are together with it. And by thinking we need social recognition for our natural talent, we are willing to give up the later. And social subsidies can never work as the requisite to create something powerful is to do so through time and space. And everlasting framework can only emerge from a spiritual need for perfection. And unavertedly we walk all the steps of all the myths we have inherited. And the work to improve our materiality is always a setback for our spiritual progress. And we can slowly and steadily prepare for our ultimate manifestation, but we do not have to rush for it. And for some reason we can only find a place of long-lasting peace in the place of our childhood. And as long as it lacks human sacrifice, technology will always fail to replicate its poetry. And our playfulness not only fills people alive with joy, but also makes them playful in turn. And pain lies in the place where life comes less. And we do not enrich a place with its own resources, but always in the effort of bringing something from the outside. In our full pursuit of the spiritual, our main battle will be to disentangle from the places of power. And is it better to say what we feel and not be heard, or be heard and say what other people want us to say? And ultimately, of all our fatigue, only a small part will be lasting, but it won't be too easy to make disappear. And if our determination will stay the same and everything else around us will keep change, we will find the opportunity to express ourselves. And even if far away, just placing a finger in the source of life, we will reconnect to the place of our belonging. And no matter how arbitrary human ways are created and later completely erased by providence as if in a cycle, and we create silence around us to reflect on our hectic life, but have to create chaos later on for new material of reflection. And the only people who might find interest in our spiritual productions are the ones who are given the power to curate it. Stereotypical frameworks we live, we don't realize how unique it is alive, following one's own intuition. And in the best functioning modern societies, even shamans are given their chair and thus fossilize, losing all their powers. And choosing to be spiritually active, we don't have to force ourselves to things, but let them naturally come to us. And our energy will be always available if we regularly stimulate it via our discipline. And all possibilities are presented to us at once, but in fact the real possibility emerges moving forward in our life experience. And the foundation is always what we ought to focus about, while the rest will emerge. And most importantly, we shall educate our offspring to grow free, and then it's up to them to decide. And we are aliens in new territories that are left alien of any living meaning. And the most vulgar think of palaces to accommodate their bodies, while the most noble think of mountains to accommodate their souls.